STLRV.com.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing Exteriors. As a 1972 Mizzou grad, we are a proud sponsor of Missouri basketball. Go Tigers!
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
I actually have a statistic regarding video games that Mr. Hernandez may find very interesting. You all may find it interesting. And I'll share that with you after I tell you how this works. This is a segment we call Tech Talk. It's hosted by Jose Hernandez. It stars Jose Hernandez and you. After Jose tells us what he thinks we need to know or should know, you're going to call. And you have a chance to ask Jose anything you want to ask him. No personal stuff. But you can ask him about his Impala station wagon that he drives, one of four in the country, just like it. No, exactly not, but one just like his. You'd have to see it to understand. Seriously, though, you can ask him about your cell phone, you ask him about your TV, you can ask about your computer, all that tech stuff. And we're going to give you the number to call in a moment after I tell you he's brought to you by Oric. And the seven locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers, they are great stores. Nice people, terrific products. Oric, you know the name. Now get into one of the stores. Here are the numbers. First come, first serve. You call, you get on the screen, and as soon as Jose is finished, then we go to you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And for all of you who got something for the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, and you still cannot figure that thing out, maybe he can help you. Jose, how are you?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
Pretty good. Listen to this statistic. And it's an article about, it's not about guns, but it was written as a result of all this talk about violence and, you know, how much of a role do the movies play and the video games and things. And it says that it gives the average number of hours a week that girls spend on video games and that boys spend. Now, I have to tell you, when I think of playing video games, I never visualize a girl playing a video game.
Do you, I think recently it's gotten a lot more equal, I think.
So what do you think, Jose? You think it's twice as much, three times? I mean, I'm surprised by this.
I'd say three times as much.
It's not even three times. It's between two and three. Girls average 5 hours a week on video games, and boys average 13. That sounds low to me. 13 a week,
especially
for teenage
with.
Boys?
I wonder if those are including app games and everything. I mean,
I think it's all games, because then they go on to say that it's the kind of games that the boys play versus the kind of games the girls play.
It's all different.
And it's a whole article on how interesting it is that in almost all the cases, when there's a shooting, when there's an Aurora, Colorado theater thing, it's boys. It's not girls.
Right.
And a gun is not something a girl can't pick up. It's not like. Well, okay, they're physically incapable. It's this whole different chemical makeup of boys and girls and whether or not they feel like they fit in society. And then you get into a whole other psychological evaluation about, is it tougher to grow up and be a boy who's made fun of than it is to be a girl who's made fun of and who's bullied? And it gets to be very, very interesting. And I think it's tougher to be a girl than to be a boy, but I think it's tougher to be a grown man than to be a grown woman. I think there's a lot expected of you as a man, as a husband, as a dad. But I think the standards people have set for you as a girl, from teenage all the way up to adulthood, are unrealistic. And to me, the pressure on being a girl and being cute enough or being popular enough is far greater than what it is to be a boy. And I think it flips when you get to be adults. I'm no psychologist, okay? But I just found it very interesting. Jose, what do you have for us?
Consumer Electronics Show started this week in Vegas. I wasn't able to go, but we'll have some information.
But you have been before?
I have been before.
I went once in my life. I cannot even begin.
It's like a wonderland.
Have you been?
I mean, no, but I've seen videos.
You can't believe it. No.
Yeah, it's...
It's like... if a crack addict could go, whatever the mecca for making crack or meth is, and you drop them right in the middle of it,
yes.
That's what the CES show is like. You just, here, 1980, well, early 80s, Toshiba, that's the only show I went to in Las Vegas, went with a friend. Toshiba had something hanging on a flat wall that I thought was a photo. And they said, no, that's a television. Now, this is 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And my buddy and I went over and we looked at it from the side. I think it's a trick. The back of the TV is back through the back of the wall. No, no, it was a flat TV. And we just looked at each other. I said, this is impossible. This is impossible. And the guy at Toshiba said, I'm telling you, coming soon, TVs you can hang on the wall. And we just went, well, that guy's crazy. That's crazy talk. And here we are. And that's the kind of things you see at CES show, things that are going to be commonplace in 15, 20 years.
What is the biggest TV this year at the...
150-inch.
Oh, my goodness!
How much is it?
Now you're talking.
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
They also are actually going to show, for consumers, the first high-def 4K Sony television.
Wow. You know that most people's eyes aren't even good enough to appreciate that. It's kind of like the best sound system in the world. Unless you have perfect hearing, you're not even going to be able to appreciate it.
No, but for the longest time, when big screen televisions come out, well, I got a 55. Well, I just put a 60. Well, I have a 75. Now people are going, well, I have 4K. Well, I have 8K. Well, I've
it'll compensate. Real life. It'll compensate for people that have vision issues, though, because it can only help, right? If the picture is clear, you won't.
Well, it can't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also a big announcement for Apple. Series of things going on. They're going to release an iPhone Mini this summer. It's going to be priced between $200 and $250. It's designed to directly compete with the Samsung Galaxy S4 and the new redesigned Nokia Lumina. In addition to that, iPhone Mini.
What does that mean? It's a smaller iPhone. Well, who wants that?
Who wanted a smaller iPad?
But that makes more sense than the smaller phone. Well, my goodness, I can hardly read what's on the phone as it is.
Don't panic, because iPhone 5S is coming out.
Of course it is.
You got the 5, you got the 5S. They are also testing, at least on the Apple's campus, the iPhone 6 and the iOS, the Apple operating system number 7.
Brother, I just discovered a problem that I have that I didn't know I had. My kids... I think I told everybody, got for me and for my wife for Christmas, they pooled their money, they got each of us the new iPhone 5. Guess what? I own 3 docking stations for my iPhone to play music in. I can't put this phone in them.
What?
Nope. These things are like $150 a piece. Now I can't play the music.
Well, you just got to go out and buy 3 more new ones.
Yeah.
iPhone 5's got the new 19-pin connector that's down from the 30-pin connector. Because they wanted you to buy all new stuff.
Now, surely they have an adapter.
I think they do sell adapters.
They're going to have to.
Because they sell adapters, because it was all new charging cords, too. And they sell adapters that work with the old
stuff. I looked at this thing yesterday. It's a Bose speaker. You set your phone in it. I told my wife, I said, hey, guess what? I can't play my music anymore.
If it were Bluetooth, you could play it.
Ah, that's true. You don't need any connector.
That's correct. And last but not least for the Apple folks, the App Store has surpassed 40 billion downloads.
Wow.
Considering they launched it in 2008, they had nearly 20 billion downloads by 2012. This holiday season was good for them. They had a little over 2 billion in the month of December. Last year, they hit 25 billion in March and then 35 billion in October. And then our friends at Sony have filed a patent for an RFID digital rights management. Those little tags that they have. Like when you try and leave a department store and the alarm goes off?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to start encoding those into the discs that go into the Sony PlayStations, and they will not allow you, the Sony will not allow you to play a second-hand game, so you can't resell them to someone or give them to someone else.
Holy
is what man. Sony would like. What it'll do is it'll record some information on that tag, and then if you try and put that disc into another Sony machine, if the information from the machine doesn't match what's on the tag, it won't let you play.
So you have to sell your buddy your player, too.
Right, the whole gaming station as well.
It would be, for old codgers, it would be like you had an album, okay, of Elvis, and you wanted to sell it to your friend. Now you got to sell them the turntable, too. Because it won't play it otherwise. You want to take some calls?
Yes, please.
All right, they're stacked up. Let's start with Jerry. Jerry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you doing?
I'm good. Jerry, how are you?
Good. With the new year, I'm trying to get organized at home in our little home business office. And what's a good product to back up our computer files? I've seen like the Click Free or Western Digital. And
External hard drives, they're fairly the same. I mean, whatever the best value is. But there's a couple ways to do it. Those are mechanical devices as well and will eventually fail. One thing I would recommend for your important files that you want to keep is, do you have like a Yahoo or a Hotmail or a Gmail account?
Sure.
I would email them to myself.
Okay.
And what it will do is it will put those files into what is affectionately known as the cloud.
Okay.
So that even if your local computer fails or you need to access them somewhere else, you can go back to your email, to the ones you sent yourself, and download those files from that email.
And there's even a product called Google Drive, which is essentially a hard drive in the cloud that you can load anything onto.
Microsoft has one as well. And there's also like Dropbox.
All right.
I will be talking to myself and on my computer. Sounds good.
Right. Jerry, thank you, Jerry. So, Pian, what are you talking about?
It's this thing called Google Drive, and essentially, like, I used it when I was putting some best of together, where I put a bunch of shows here on this Google Drive, and I was able to access them at home. So it's you can load whatever onto this Google Drive.
Is it free?
It's free. It's a hard drive in the cloud.
Wow.
And you can access it from any computer.
Five gigabytes? It's a limited amount of free space, but
it has to be.
Yes.
And then you can purchase per month larger amounts.
Yeah, they get you addicted to it, and then you pay them. Let's go to Scott. Scott, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. What can I do for you?
Question regarding a Gmail account. My wife has a Gmail account that she primarily accesses only on an iPhone and a tablet. It's not an Apple tablet, but spam folder is full. And we're trying to go in and eliminate these spam messages, but can only do it one at a time, it seems. Is there a way to do, unlike Microsoft Outlook, where you use the shift key and the mouse and you can do hundreds of them at a time?
That's an interesting way to get... Have you just tried deleting the spam folder itself?
Have not, no.
That would be the first thing I do, because it'll regenerate itself if you get some more spam.
Okay.
But instead of trying to delete individual contents, I delete... The other one is go out to Google and Google the question. I'm relatively sure there has to be some way in a Gmail account. You may have to actually log into it from a PC to get that functionality.
Right. Right. Yeah, because, I mean, it seems like the screen functionality or keyboard functionality, even though there is not one on an iPhone and a tablet, just doesn't allow you to do the shift and the click and, all the stuff that you're used to in, for example, Outlook.
Yeah, well, the difference is that the tablet and the iPhone are mobile devices, and Google and Gmail have a different app for mobiles versus standard connected PCs and Macs.
Log in on a PC, try it that way, or dump the spam folder. That's the best advice, huh?
That's my guess.
We'll give that a try. Thank you.
Good luck.
Scott, thank you. Right, thanks for listening. Off we go to Billy. Billy, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How's it going?
It's good, Billy. What can I do for you?
Hey, I got a... Hewlett Packard laptop with Windows 7 on it, and my son got a couple new CDs for Christmas. He's wanting to put them on there to put on his iPhone, but the media player, the rip tab is gone on the media player now.
What version of media player are you running?
I told him to go ahead and update it, and he said it's updated to the newest version that's online.
You might want to have him uninstall the updated one and go back a version.
Okay.
Because I think they took it out in the new one. If he's going to put it on the iPhone, he's going to use iTunes anyway, right?
Yeah, he's got iTunes downloaded too, so can it rip right to the iPhone?
I would think if you load iTunes, it should be able to pull it from the disk directly onto the iPhone.
Okay.
All right, Billy, thank you.
Thank you.
Not that familiar with the Apple products, but there should be a way to do that.
Quick solution. Nathan, you're up next. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Nathan?
Hey, I've got about a two-year-old plasma television. And sometimes on a little darker screen, I'm seeing some reddish, I guess, pixelation, maybe for lack of a better term. Is that just the nature of plasma, or am I getting some just problems with the screen itself?
I think that's pretty much nature of plasma. The DLPs used to do it too with white. You'd get a little white sort of pixelation if there was a lot of white in one area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me add, a lot of people don't know this. There are some TVs out on the market that were actually previously owned, and nobody knows this. They sold them as new. They came out of a well-known hotel, and they were defective. They were Chase Park Plasma.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yes.
See what I did?
No, that's probably one of them I got there.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Nathan?
That'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Happy New Year. It's the last day. We decided this is the last day. We don't sound stupid saying Happy New Year. Here is Patty. Patty, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Patty. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I got an HP laptop, Windows 8, for Christmas. And they downloaded some of the things from my desktop to this computer.
Yes.
Anyway, then all of a sudden, viruses everywhere. And I took it back, and they tried to take all the viruses off, and I get back home. Still viruses. And so today I'm picking up a new computer from them.
Okay.
And I like to play around on Facebook too. Now, is that part of my problem?
Facebook traditionally can be a good source of viruses if you don't have any antivirus software on the machine.
Well, I have McAfee.
Okay.
But it didn't seem to correct it, and I was wondering if I should get a better a virus protector on it. Do you have any idea?
Microsoft has one that's specifically for Windows 8. The one that's for 7 and XP and the previous versions was called Security Essentials. Uh-huh. The one for Windows 8 is called Windows Defender.
Okay.
Once you get online, if you'll navigate over to the Microsoft or to Google and just type in Windows Defender, it'll take you to the download site. I don't know that I would necessarily get rid of McAfee. Having multiple isn't a bad thing, per se.
Right. That's what I was wondering, too.
They all check kind of different things at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I know my computer, but I've never had such a problem with so many viruses going up.
Patty, let me ask you a question. How much pornography do you look at?
Just the ones that I make on the computer. I want to make sure they're okay.
Well, then if it's all local, then she won't have a...
Yeah, there's no viruses there.
No.
Good answer, Patty. All right.
No, I do not have a virus.
All right. Good luck. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
All right. I like Patty. She sounds nice. We'll do one more. Let's
please
just sneak one more in here. Mike, you're on with Jose.
Hey, Jose. I was using RealPlayer to download YouTube videos.
Yes.
But I was upgraded RealPlayer, and now it doesn't work. Is there any other programs that I can use?
Yeah, there's a couple out there that are specifically designed to download YouTube videos. YouTube is getting pretty persnickety about it, and the fact they don't like people being able to just download them. Do a Google search for download YouTube videos. There's one called Keep Video, if you want to put that in the search engine.
Okay.
And what it'll do is it'll give you the option. You'll put the URL directly to the YouTube video in the software, and then it'll give you options about what format you want to download it in.
Now, go to an iPod. That's what I'm downloading to.
You'll probably have to download it first locally and then convert it into the iPods. Although I think Keep Video, one of them will actually let you download it in the Apple format. Was it MP4? MP4.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you,
Mike. Good luck.
Hey, and before you hit the music, I have a quick question. I don't have a lot of videos on YouTube, but I've stacked up 3 dozen or 4 dozen. What's going to happen? Are those always going to be there? Like, if I go to my YouTube channel and I pull them down there, can they ever just go away? I mean, YouTube's not going to go away.
No, I don't suspect YouTube's going away anytime soon.
No.
And even if you delete them, if somebody's already downloaded them, they're out in the cloud.
But you know what? It bothers me because I don't understand. It's sort of like if somebody said to me, oh, don't worry, your entire life savings is in the cloud. Really? Is it? Well,
your life savings is, in fact, in the cloud. You go and put a card into a machine, and you pray and hope that money comes out when you enter the right codes.
Yep.
But you're not carrying. No one's carrying that money.
Man, there's so much I don't understand. I just don't. You can hit the music now. My mind cannot comprehend what we're able to do. Not what I'm able to do. What somebody else has done.
You remember going to the grocery store or the bank on Friday to get enough money for the weekend, because there was no such thing as an ATM.
Absolutely.
You weren't cashing a check anywhere. You had to have the cash or nothing at all.
Absolutely, I remember that. Look, I still remember at the grocery store when they would have an adding machine with a roll of paper on it, and they'd hit some numbers and then pull a lever and then rip off your... Oh, man. It's tough to be old. We thank Jose. Jose will be back next week. Till then, if you need him, here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And let's not forget the folks that make it possible for him to be here every week, the wonderful folks at ORIC. and the 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Care Centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Off we go to North County. Johnny Londoff is on the phone, standing by. Hello, John.
From Jose to Johnny.
Jose to Johnny. How are you?
From Jose the tech guy to Johnny the Chevy guy. How about that?
That's a good
one. I'm doing great. How are you, Frank?
Yeah. I'm fine, but I'm kind of disappointed. And look, I'll tell you, I learned a word from you, and you don't even know that I learned a word from you. Sometimes
I know I teach you a lot of things.
Well, sometimes you learn a word you didn't know existed. And I will be honest with you, I heard you talking to the guy in the morning. I can never remember his name, but you were on the air with him, and you used a word. And my reaction was, that's not a word. And I'm going to, my plan was to make fun of you today. And
fun of me?
And now I can't, because I checked and it's actually a word. And I've never heard the word used, and I'll tell you the word.
So John gets to make fun of you now.
Yeah.
Well, he can't.
Right?
What's to make fun of? I'm admitting that I was going to make fun of him.
He used a word that you weren't aware of.
You can't make fun of somebody for not knowing a word. There are words we all don't know.
That's true.
But the word was afresh. And I heard you say, oh, don't worry about your credit. You come in, we'll start afresh. And I thought, oh, I'm going to get him on that. There's no such word. And there really is. So thank you for teaching me a word.
Yeah, you're welcome, Frank.
I've heard the word anew, start anew. But I've never heard anybody say afresh.
I don't think I said afresh.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember that.
Well, you did. You said it 2 or 3 times. And I thought, oh, I'm going to, yeah, you use
no,
it.
No, I'll ask Mark Moser and McGraw to send me the copy, okay?
Well, hold on. You don't believe me? I'm telling you right now. I'll bet you right now
$10,000
that you used the word afresh. You want to take that bet?
I'd bet a bet.
Let me ask you this. What if you lose? Am I really going to see $10,000 out of you?
You bet you will. No, you ask anybody I've ever bet and lost. I pay my debts. Right, Peon?
Yes.
I pay my debts.
You know, Peon's going to say yes anyway.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
These
guys love to see me get screwed.
Yeah.
I went on the air years ago, and I said that I bet the next caller could not answer the question I was going to ask. And if they could, I'd give them $500. And this lady calls, and I said, here's the question. I said, what does ZIP stand for when somebody says zip code? And she says, zoned improvement plan. I'm busted, and I had to send her $500. Now, how many people could possibly know that?
I don't know. Not very many, Frank.
Because the guy on the air with me, off the air, we got into a little argument, and he said something about a zip and what
everybody knows.
And
that.
He said, oh, everybody knows that. And I said, no, they don't. I said, I'll prove to you they don't. I said, we go back on the air. I'm going to ask the first person, and if they get it, I'll give them $500. And sure enough, she knew. What he didn't tell me was, the reason he mentioned it was, there'd been a special the night before, like an ABC thing, and it was all about the post office. So a bunch of people had seen it. But I learned a new word. Afresh. So thank you for that.
Have you used it yet today in the show?
Oh, I'm not going to ever use it. I won't use the word. It's not a word I would use.
What, you're too good to use a
word? No, it's just not a word I would use.
Huh?
I don't use the word awesome. Lots of people overuse it. I just don't use the word awesome.
Why not?
Because everybody overuses it.
I don't overuse awesome.
No, I didn't say you did. I said it's overused. Oh, it was awesome. I just
I think it's annoying when someone keeps saying it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just don't use it because of that.
Kitty Harrison says awesome when she gets really excited.
Sounds to me like you're making fun of her. It sounds like you're making fun of her.
Well, you know what's really great is she's listening right now.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's why I wouldn't have said that.
So she's listening to me. And she's in one office. I'm in my office. So she can just if she wanted to come in here right now, she could.
I have a good friend, a grown man. He's a grown man. And
what does that mean? A grown man.
It means it's more of a term for younger people than older people. He's an old guy, and he says it when it's not really awesome. Look, the word awesome means wow, awesome, like full of awe, spectacular. Here's how he'll use it. He'll send me a text, and I'll say, okay, I'll call you tomorrow. Awesome! Yeah. Well, it's not awesome that I'm going to call him tomorrow. What's awesome is, the Northern Lights. That's awesome. 3D. That's awesome. Let's go get a burger. Awesome! So
I mean, the guy's old. I mean, how old is he?
60s.
That's not old.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Well, I can tell you for a fact it is.
I told you Kitty Harrison would come in here because, you know what, there's never been a recording device or a microphone or a camera that she hasn't enjoyed. Right, Kitty?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. She does say awesome.
Awesome.
You say awesome.
Awesome. Let's start afresh.
Oh,
geez. That's a good one. Let's start afresh. But I may have used it once or twice, but it's not a word that I use with any regularity, just like I don't regularly use the word cool, because everybody, it is so cool. Oh, man, it's
so cool.
What do
you say then? First of all, people that are like awesome, I mean, they're happy.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I've been happy since I was like 15.
Well, no, that's not true.
Sure it is.
No, you know what? When I'm around you, you laugh. You have a great laugh. I mean, you.
Oh, I laugh a lot.
Well, that means you're happy.
No, it doesn't.
He's covering.
Yeah. That doesn't mean laughing through the pain.
You're throwing out a decoy. Yeah. I'm not miserable, but I'm going to laugh.
That's right.
It's well, cool. I tell you what's not, there's nothing to laugh at.
What's that?
And that the numbers right now that we have, the discounts on the Jenny Lund Duff Chevrolets. Chevy Cruze. $4,000 off. The number one selling car in America is Chevy Cruze.
You know, you'd think if a car was the number one selling car, you'd jack the price up.
Yeah.
You go, well, it's the number one seller. Let's jack the price up. They don't do that.
Not here at Jenny Lund Duff Chevrolet. We've got to pay for your invoice. We got to move some iron around here.
Hey, did you see in the news this morning the best-selling subcompact for all of 2012? The Chevy Sonic. Best-selling subcompact of the year.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to sell more Chevy Sonics with $3,000 off Chevy Sonic.
Wow.
Ooh. And that's a car that's already ridiculously low priced, and now you take three off of that.
You better sit down on these two.
Sit down, everybody.
All right. $6,000 off Chevy Malibu. That's a 2013 Chevy Malibu, $6,000. Well, those are U.S. dollars, too. I just want to let everyone know, okay?
Right.
$7,500 off Impala. I mean, Kitty, who wrote this? This is crazy.
I'm telling you right now.
This is crazy.
We were smoking something when we wrote those prices.
Now, see, that's an implication that...
That's our director of marketing right there.
Now,
how do we know where she gets so creative? How does she get so creative?
Implying that in some of the meetings, somebody's passing the weed around.
Wow.
Yeah,
we know that's not true.
Here. We're just doing things out.
What do you guys want to do this week? Here, man.
$4,500.
Yeah.
Here, Kitty. Take a look at this. What do you think?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Shotgun coming in.
$8,000 off Suburbans and Tahoes. I'm on a roll here, okay? Try not to stop me. $8,000 off Suburbans and Tahoes. $3,500 off Equinox, 2012 Equinox. $5,000 off Traverse. I said, these are crazy. This is just absolutely nuts. $9,000 off Silverado crew caps. And, yes, we have the highest inventory. We have more new cars, new trucks than we've had in probably 5 years.
Oh.
5 years. So, you know, come and see us. Please. We have some great deals. You'll have fun. We'll have a great time together. We won't make fun of you like I made fun of on this program. I swear.
No, nobody made fun of you.
You make fun of me?
No. I said I wanted to, but I couldn't because
well,
the word
was... In wanting to, you have.
I have in the past, yes.
A lot?
Yes.
Sounds like his feelings are hurt.
Alan Goodman, AM and the PM.
Alan Goodman, thank you.
I bought a 2012 Silverado the other day, traded in his 2009 Jenny.
Oh, Alan. I thought you said Ellen. It's Alan Goodman.
Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Alan. A-L-A-N. Alan Goodman. Thanks, Alan. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Wow.
We need a phone number.
But we know where we're located.
Yep.
We're right around the corner from anywhere and everywhere, and it's just an awesome location. It's Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in our beautiful Florissant, Missouri. 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. Or shop online 24/7 at lawnduff.com. Had lunch today with our new police chief, Tim Lowry. And head of detectives, Tim Fagan, his right-hand man. So
great community, great people in law enforcement here, and great prices, great deals.
Did they try to kick him out of the restaurant because he had a gun on?
No.
Good.
No, we went to Rizzo's. They didn't know. You kidding me? That's crazy. That was about the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That was a weird story.
So
all right, we're going to send you some people.
Have you seen Les Miserables?
Yes, I have.
McGraw talks about it. That's all Miserables. Your buddy McGraw talks about.
Yeah, he loved it.
He loved you.
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, man.
That doesn't concern me as much as the fact that he loved Les Mis.
Loving Les Mis
that
and you together.
That concerns
me. That's a really interesting combo.
Have you seen it?
No.
Don't.
No.
Don't. Horrible.
No, I've seen good movies, but no, that's not. I don't think that's going to be one.
All right.
You know?
Good for
Flight,
you.
That's what I want to see soon.
I think you'll like Flight.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
It's a good
great,
movie.
Great actor.
All right, we're going to send you some business.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for not making fun of me today.
I'll find a reason to later. I'll keep searching.
Yeah, I know. You will. All right, kids, have a great evening. Thanks a lot.
You too, John.
We're open late tonight. Bye-bye.
You know the other one that honest to goodness, I got so sick of, and I think it's died down, whatever.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! I mean, there was a time when it didn't matter what you said. Somebody go, oh, whatever. And then
that got replaced by like.
Yeah.
After every other word.
The other one was, and this. When this caught fire, it didn't matter what anybody said. If it was something fairly obvious, the person would say, duh. Oh, I'm glad that's gone away. I think we've sort of started to put those to bed. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we will take your calls on the Big Five. Oh, no, Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Yeah.
Is she coming up next? Okay,
yes.
Dawn Meadows-Dixon will be here to talk about a movie. Big 550, KTRS.
And let's head airborne now and see how traffic looks with Tim Weiland. Tim?
You know, I'm glad Frank went to go see La Miz because McGraw's been trying to get me to go there. In fact, he's even offered me, you go, and if you don't like it, I'll refund your money.
So well, you know what? If you need a couple of, well, but you're not making any money.
It's not worth your time.
No, it's not worth it. It is not worth it. Don't do it.
I told him the other day, I said, I'm not. And he goes, Tim, you need to go see it. And then today they were talking about it.
You know why you need to go see it? I want you to go see it because then you can reevaluate your opinion of McGraw. If you go see Les Mis and then you know he loved it, you got to step back and go, okay, what do I not know about this guy? You should see it for that reason alone.
McGraw's on a different level, though, because today he goes, hey, Tim, guess what tonight or tomorrow night is? I go, what? He goes, the debut of the new season of Bachelor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, not the national champion game.
If you go to Les Mis and you come and you tell me you liked it, I don't know that we can be friends.
when I was in the studio with him last week, he got his iPhone out and he was playing some music from it, and that sealed the deal right there.
It's no goodness.
Way. All right. Hey, we've got one problem that has been taken care of, and that's the accident on westbound 64 at Big Bend. Everything is open. You're still jammed up from Kings Highway through that area. But on eastbound 64, just before the Hanley overpass, you've got a two- or three-car accident. It's got the left lane blocked. Right now, traffic is backed up to McKnight. Southbound 270, not too bad. Dust heavy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, because of that accident on 40, 64, you're slow now from Ladue down through Highway 64. This report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Want to win the lottery every week for life? Play Cash for Life Scratchers games from the Missouri Lottery, and you could win $500, $1,000, or up to $2,500 a week every week for life. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Tuesday morning when Sam Donaldson from ABC News joins us. Ann Wagner, newly minted congresswoman from the area, and a constitutionalist says it's time to do away with the Constitution. We'll discuss plus all the traffic, weather, news, and sports you need. Join us Tuesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the dead of winter, and it's a great time to convert your old wood-burning dirty fireplace to a convenient low-maintenance gas log. How often do you burn wood in your fireplace? Almost never, right? Well, my home fire, which is a gas log, is on almost every single day. It's on for an hour. It's on for 2 hours. Easy on, easy off, remote controls available, all at St. Louis Home Fires. They'll heat up, they're easy, they're reliable, and they're cheaper than your furnace. Old brass doors have you down? You can change them out with 40 different finishes. Custom glass doors, courtesy of St. Louis Home Fires. Whether it's a wood-burning stove, wood-burning inserts, tool sets, freestanding screens, whatever you need, St. Louis Home Fires has it. Plus, for all of your barbecue needs, that's right, St. Louis Home Fires as well. 1/2 mile west of 141 on Manchester in front of Target. St. Louis Home Fires. For those gas inserts and everything else barbecue, it's St. Louis Home Fires.
The home remodeling season is on.
And Granite Busters is making your decision easy with the winter warm-up sale.
Until February 17th, when you purchase 50 square feet or more of granite countertops, you'll get the following extras absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A designer faucet, free.
Removal of your old countertops, free.
And custom installation of your new countertops with an industry-exclusive lifetime guarantee, all 100% free.
And Granite Busters isn't like the other guys.
With a 20,000 square foot designer showroom and double warehouse, you can choose from over 500 slabs of granite right on the spot.
Prices starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
Free in-home estimates within 25 miles of the store.
Hurry, call or stop into Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
The winter warm-up sale.
Only at Granite Busters.
Where they won't take you for granite.
Are you doing that joke again?
I thought it was funny. Again. New customers only while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 2/17/2013.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. Story time. I have a very great friend. We'll call her Princess. One day, she met a man who lives far away on the West Coast, and they fell in love. After some time of long-distance romance, they needed to be together in matrimony. She sold her successful business and was leaving behind most of her family, friends, and possessions, except one. Prince Charming flew in to drive with her to their new castle, and what did they drive out west to start their new life together? You got it, her Meyer Honda CR-V. So they packed some belongings, loaded up the CR-V. Honda, that is, holds a lot. Great mileage. And the princess and the prince and their Honda will live happily ever after. Drive a Honda. Anything is possible. Your gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Early detection is the best defense against breast cancer. Thompson Fiberglass in Fenton would like to remind all women to visit their doctor regularly and to know their family medical history. Let's all work together to keep breast cancer at bay. A reminder from Thompson Fiberglass at 2591 South Highway 141 in Fenton, serving the community with quality and integrity for 32 years. Go with a name you can trust. Call Thompson Fiberglass at 636-343-8321.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Yes, hooray for Hollywood, hooray for Dawn Meadows Dixon, and hooray for Westport Car Wash, because Westport Car Wash makes this segment that we do on Mondays and Thursdays possible. There are three Westport Car Wash locations. One is right behind us here, on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's another Westport Car Wash, and it's somewhere else. And then there's another one, and it's somewhere else. And I don't have my cheat sheet. I'll find it, and I'll get back to you. But there are three Westport Car Washes. They're great car washes, and they are proud to sponsor this lady, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Been
I was so excited today. I actually put in my vote for the Critic Choice Awards, which are Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, last year, I actually went to L.A. for the awards.
Ooh.
this year I'm not going, and I find out it's in Santa Monica, like on the beach. So it's killing me. Lots of friends of mine are going, but I was actually able to vote online today, so it was quite exciting. I picked Argo. We'll see. That was the one film, the only film in 2 years with you all that I've given a four to. I just think it's the perfect movie, but it'll depend on what everybody else thinks. I think there's a strong push for Argo, but Argo and then Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, which I know you appreciated his performance.
Now, let me ask you, I don't know if I asked you this before, the movie Argo, the name is actually based on an old joke. Did you know that? No, it's true. It's true. Well, absolutely true. Do you know
okay.
the? Do you
tell
know
me the joke?
No, I can't tell you the joke because it has the F word in it.
Oh no!
Yeah, but that is absolutely true.
Well, see, I was told it was based on. It was actually a movie, a sci-fi movie, and that's what the film. Then the film never mentions a joke that I know of.
No, there is an old. In fact, if you tell the joke the way I heard it, it's a radio joke. It's about a radio personality, and Argo is an essential part of the joke and the punchline, and maybe when we have more time, I'll tell you the joke, and I'll just say...
You'll leave out.
Well, I'll just say F, and then you'll know that F means the word F. It's actually a funny joke, but that's where the Argo came from.
Really?
Yeah. So now you know.
I don't know whether you're joking with me or...
No, I'm not. No, it's true.
I look forward to that. I think the title Argo has turned some people off. If it wasn't so that all the reviewers and critics all are telling everybody to go see it, but everybody I talk to says, what... You know, what's with the title? It just doesn't draw people in. But I think enough of the reviews have been good. And the same day that we've got the broadcast Critics' Choice Awards, Thursday night, the nominations for the Oscars come out that morning. So this Thursday is a big, big day.
And it's amazing to me that sometimes I think a title of a movie will make the movie or break the movie. And you can be so wrong because Argo tells you nothing.
It's
And then there are movies with great sounding titles, and they're nothing like the name of the movie. They're terrible movies.
Right.
So that's
Lincoln pretty much speaks for itself.
Yeah, I had no idea what that was going to be.
Les Mis. I heard you mentioning Les Mis.
Yeah, Les Mis is the
one
perfect
of my
title.
Favorite films
no,
of the year.
The perfect title, The Miserables.
The Miserable.
Because those are the people in the seats.
I knew McGraw and I, you know, would do well together. I hear he really likes it. I've seen it three times, and I cry each time. I know
it's
insane. Three times.
Oh, I cried too, but it was for a different reason.
You wanted to leave.
I wanted out of there. That's exactly right. So what do we have today?
I'm talking about The Impossible today. This opened over the weekend, and it's based on a true story about the tsunami in 2004 that took place in the Indian Ocean, and this family is vacationing in Thailand, and the tsunami comes in, as we all saw on the news, and the way this film opens, I have never seen a film open the way this film, you know it's going to happen, but you don't know when, and they build to this, and the thing hits 15 seconds without warning, the ocean is blue, the skies are clear, and all of a sudden, the tsunami moves in, and then the story begins. Unfortunately, the story isn't quite as exciting as the opening scene. Still exciting. The family becomes separated, and it stars Naomi Watts as the mom, Ewan McGregor as the dad. Then they've got two kids. Tom Holland plays the boy, young actor, who is really unbelievable. He carries half of the film. But I love Naomi Watts in the opening scene.
Is her name, is it Naomi? Because I've always said Naomi.
Naomi. Yeah. Naomi. I say Nye.
You said Naomi.
Yeah. Naomi.
Oh, Dawn, come on.
Now I can't even say her name.
Well, without, you
I like
do
to
it
call
without
her Watts.
Belching.
Like
Watts.
And she's such a great actress, and the opening scene just really seals the deal. But it was basically the story of a true story about a Spanish family. They changed it in the film to British so that probably it would sell more tickets. But it's an action, a good thriller. You know what's going to happen. But what's hard is that it's supposed to be a happy ever after story with a happy ending, and yet we know hundreds of thousands of people died, and you see a lot of this in the film because they do a great job of showing exactly what the tsunami did. And they shot it in this tank in Spain. But you'd never know it, the way they edited the shots of the ocean and the people. And
between
really well
between
done.
What you can do with computers and green screen, I saw a little bit of a special on how they shot this, and it is amazing how they are able to make it look like, honest to goodness, you're in the real tsunami.
Oh, you feel like, and you as an audience member feel like you're there. That opening scene, it was rated as one of the best opening scenes in a film. Don't go late to this movie. And unfortunately, the film doesn't carry as strongly as the opening scene does.
Yeah, well, it looks good, especially the fact that it actually happened to somebody.
Yeah, we're really dealing with a lot of movies that are based on true stories. You've got Argo and Lincoln and
And to me, those are my favorite. To sit there and think, hey, this or something close to it actually happened is my favorite kind of movie. ARDs for, is it just called The Impossible?
The Impossible.
The Impossible.
Yes.
How many?
And three ARDs.
Mm. Oh, pretty good.
It's good, but I wish it was strong. I wanted it to be even better, but it's very good. The performances, and like you said, the way it's shot and the action, just the opening scene is worth the price of the ticket.
All right, here we go. Three ARDs.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Bye, everybody.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. Don't murder Dixon, everybody. Here he goes.
I feel like a putz. I have this little cheat sheet, and it has the three Westport car wash locations on it. And the only one I can remember is just east of Lindbergh on Page, because it's right behind us here.
The one on Lemay Ferry.
Lemay Ferry. And then there's one other one, Brentwood, Manchester, sort of in that area.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'll fix that problem and get back to you. But the Westport Car Wash, terrific car wash, proud to sponsor Dawn Meadows Dixon. Now, here's another company that I'm proud to speak for. In fact, proud to speak for just about everybody. Only been duped in all these years a couple of times. A guy named Robert Williams. Piece of garbage. Came on here with a company, and they paid their bills for a while, and then they closed up shop, hightailed it out of here, and left owing everybody a bunch of money. But that's another story. Good, reputable companies like Schaefer Auto Body Center. Schaefer must have been on this show for at least 12 years now. Easily 12 years. The kind of company I get emails about, but I never get a complaint about, because there's nothing to complain. How do you complain about great work, meaning the look of your vehicle when you pick it up? Reasonable prices for the insurance companies to deal with, realistic quotes, and great service, meaning help you with a rental car, help you get your car there if it's not drivable, help you get you where to and from. And there's nothing to complain about. It's amazing how Schaefer does what they do. Seven locations. You're in an accident, you're going to need a body shop. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. A terrific joke we haven't told in a while. It's on the way in the Playhouse, and it's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. He looked normal, and that's what was so disturbing about seeing the Colorado Theater shooting suspect in court today, according to one witness. ABC's Alex Stone tells us today's testimony brought tears to some. The